Have you ever found yourself in need of supernatural strength to confront a situation head-on, yet uncertain about what words to utter in prayer? God, in His infinite grace, eagerly awaits to bestow strength upon us in our times of need. Do not hesitate to reach out in prayer and beseech God for the fortitude you require. When weakness, weariness, or unreadiness to stand overwhelms you, and you find yourself unsure of what to express, turn to prayer and meditate on these words. Today, we're looking for ways to feel better and find hope, even though we're deeply sad. When we're going through tough times like this, it's important to know that we're not alone in our sadness. While we're dealing with our pain, we can find some comfort in knowing that God is with us, giving us a caring hug and promising us peace. In times of deep sadness, it's normal to feel weak and overwhelmed, but we can take comfort in knowing that God is there to give us strength. As the psalmist says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." Psalm 34:18. God doesn't stay distant during our tough times. Instead, He comes near to us in our darkest moments. When we feel at our weakest, God provides the strength to keep going. When our hearts are heavy, God gives us a peace that's beyond our understanding, lightening our burdens and calming our troubled souls. In times of loss, we yearn for a safe place, a refuge where we can find comfort. Our kind God becomes that refuge for us. He invites us to seek shelter in His loving arms, and to share our pain and sorrows, knowing that He will listen and offer the support we need. God's presence becomes our sanctuary, a secure place where we can find rest and gather the strength to face each new day. Walking through the difficult journey of grief may make us feel alone, as if no one truly understands our pain. However, God, in His boundless love, understands the depths of our sorrow. He has experienced the loss of His beloved Son and knows the pain we endure. God not only sympathizes with us, but also provides the healing that our broken hearts desperately need. When we bring our grief to Him, He gently heals our wounds, bringing restoration and renewal to our hurting souls. God is not just present in our grief. He also offers our troubled souls a hope that can't be found anywhere else. In the Gospel of John, Jesus reassured His disciples during the Last Supper, saying, "Don't be troubled. You believe in God. Believe in Me too. My Father's house has many rooms. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come back to take you with Me, so that you can be where I am." John 14:1-3. In His boundless love, Jesus promised His disciples, and by extension, us, that He is getting a place ready for us in His Father's house. This promise holds a special meaning, especially for those of us who have lost loved ones. Our departed loved ones are not lost forever. They are now in God's presence, in the eternal dwelling prepared by our loving Savior. God's promise of a prepared place gives us immeasurable hope. In this place, there will be no more pain or sorrow. It's a realm of everlasting joy, where tears are wiped away and all brokenness is healed. The assurance that God has readied such a place for us instills in us a hope that goes beyond the grief we feel now. The hope of eternity lets us find comfort in the idea of reuniting with our loved ones who've passed away. Even though the separation is painful, we can hold on to the promise that one day we will be together again. The hope of being reunited in eternity brings a light into the darkness, reminding us that death doesn't have the final say. In moments of overwhelming grief, when we desperately seek comfort and hope, we often yearn for something or someone to cling to, someone who can bring solace to our troubled hearts, especially for the person we've lost. It's during these challenging times that we should turn our focus towards the comforting presence of God. The Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians 1:3, 4, reminds us of the nature of our Heavenly Father. He praises God as the Father of compassion and the source of all comfort. God comforts us in all our troubles, understanding our pain so that we, in turn, can comfort others with the comfort we receive from Him. Our loving God draws near to us in times of sorrow to bring us comfort, to embrace God's comforting presence. We should start by turning to Him in prayer. Prayer becomes our lifeline, a direct channel to pour out our hearts and seek His peace. God invites us to bring our burdens to Him, lay them at His feet, and find rest for our weary souls. Through prayer, we open ourselves to receive His comfort and experience His loving embrace. In addition to prayer, seeking support from fellow believers in our darkest moments is crucial. We aren't meant to journey through grief alone. In the community of faith, we find kindred spirits who understand our sorrow and walk alongside us.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Sharing our burdens with others allows us to find solace in their presence and draw strength from their support. Together, we can find comfort in the love and compassion of our brothers and sisters in Christ. As recipients of God's comfort, we are also called to extend that comfort to others who are grieving. Just as God has comforted us, we can be agents of His comfort in the lives of those around us. We can offer a listening ear, a shoulder to lean on, and words of encouragement. By sharing our own experiences of finding comfort in God, we can bring hope to those who are hurting. As we reflect on the words shared today, let's hold on to 3 key points that offer solace and guidance in our journey of grief. First, God's presence in our sorrow brings immense comfort and strength. In our pain, He embraces us gently, assuring us that we're not alone. His love and understanding are constant, ready to console our broken hearts. Second, the hope given by our Savior reminds us that joy will come in the morning. Our loved ones may not be with us physically, but they are in the presence of our King. Lastly, God's presence amid pain is unwavering. He guides us through the winding path of grief. As we lean on Him, trust His promises, and seek solace in His presence, we'll find the strength to move forward, one step at a time. May each of us leave this place today with renewed faith, ready to lean on God, trust in His promises, and find comfort in His ever-present love. Now, let's bow our heads in prayer, seeking His comforting touch and placing our hope in His hands. Heavenly Father, we come before You with heavy hearts, seeking Your peace and consolation. Wrap Your loving arms around each person here today, filling their hearts with Your divine comfort and granting them the strength to face the days ahead. May Your promises of eternal life bring hope and assurance to each grieving soul. Guide us, dear Lord, as we navigate this journey of grief, and remind us always of Your unwavering presence. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now, my friends, let's take a moment to reflect on this message from Jesus Christ. My dearest child, I want to assure you that everything is going to be all right. Please place your trust in me, for I see the burdens that weigh on your heart, and I implore you to release them into my hands. Your trust in me is a wellspring of strength, and by extending your hand to me, allow me to gently guide you towards lush green pastures. I long to fulfill the deepest yearnings of your soul with divine affection and tender care. Fear not the challenges that may arise on your journey, for you shall stand firm, and I will never let you go. I acknowledge that there have been times when you felt weak, and that's precisely why I'm speaking directly to your heart, my beloved child. I am with you in moments of confusion and despair. Instead of getting lost in the uncertainties of the future or the troubles of the world, take a moment to rest with me. Focus on what truly matters: your family, your spiritual life, and nurturing your soul with my word. Pray earnestly, do good, and extend mercy to those who may have wronged you. Even if they persist in mistreating you, demonstrate that your love runs deep, just as I gave my life for my children. Be willing to fight for your family, to know me, to receive blessings, and to experience freedom. In the midst of the world's turmoil and rumors of wars, never cease praying. Write the names of your loved ones in your book of prayers and share with me your hopes and desires for them. While others may be shaken by the signs they see, you and your family need not fear, for I will never leave you or forsake you. Be prepared, for while others may be consumed by fear, you will witness great miracles. Trust in my word, for nothing is impossible for me. I love you deeply and take pleasure in hearing your love for me. Trust me and extend your hand to me during this time of affliction. Do not let threats and problems steal your peace and confidence, for I have deep compassion for you. When I see you suffering, your sincere heart moves me. And as I've mentioned before, I will bless you because I desire to. Confirm to me that you will receive my blessing and hold it dear with great love. Even in your moments of sadness, know that I hold you in the palm of my hand, covering you with my holy mantle. You are my child, and I will bless you because I want to and because I will fulfill my promises. I have always been with you, never abandoning you, even in this tempestuous time. My plans are superior to yours, and my thoughts are everlasting. They will lead you to a destination of peace and secure prosperity. Life may bring challenges, but if you face them with faith and hope, your life will transform. Seek me in the morning, throughout the day, and before you sleep. Bow your knees before me, because I cherish your sincere gaze. Though you may not see it now, the heavens rejoice when your lips open in praise.